speaking with contemporary artist Nick Jordan. Nick, like most, you've been influenced by others, but you synthesize all these musical experiences into your own vision.
I'm very influenced by R&B and soul, especially stuff like in the 90s to current. Jill Scott, productions by the Neptunes, all really influenced me both as a songwriter and as a producer and performer.
But with you, with your performances today, you're thinking of the complete show. It's not only the music, it's the dance, and you think big.
Absolutely. I'm really dedicated to have a big production. It's a differentiating factor, you know, and people's time is very valuable to me. So if you're at a show, I'm going to make sure it's the absolute best show possible. So that means not only singing, but the production, the set list, the choreography. Everything's very live, very, very big. One of my favorite songs off of my EP, NJ, is called Old School. And it has elements of my production, a producer named Moonsider Deluxe. There's electric guitar, there's drums, there's bass. But we tie it all in, you know, put a little bow on top of it and make it very digestible.
Hey, ma, what do you say? Come play, ma. I could kick it to you all day now, but I won't rush it. Take a good love and crush it. Well, you gotta change. Catch feelings, but they ain't the same. Lame games are day, and you think we're good. Our way things misunderstood. Oh, let's go back in the day. Call me, say hey. Old school, show me how. Old school, back in the day, come to say hey. Old school, kicking it old school.
If we were at a club or in a large hall and you were playing old school, what would the audience see?
They would see a big smile on my face, a lot of dancing, and probably feel a big crescendo in it as well too. I love doing it live. There's a saying in it that's come and be about it, and that's like my little saying, just really being more about action than talking. And so you see that a lot with my live show. You know, I can talk about it, but also, you know, come down, see a show, and you'll really be about it.
Is there anything online that people could see?
Yeah. My website, www.njordanmusic.com, has links to all of my socials. I often post a lot of show clips on YouTube. I have music videos and some show recaps, as well as a clip from when we played at the Dakota Jazz Club. So, yeah, there's definitely clips.
Nick, someone who goes to one of your shows is going to be impressed by the energy, but detail is also important to you.
Yeah, attention to detail in all manners. From the big moments, fully choreographed moments, to even the smaller, more sensitive, intimate manners too. I have a song, the last song on my EP, NJ, called Again, I think is a good example of my sensitive side. It's, you know, I'm playing piano on it. It's very delicate, ballad-like. And I just really talk about the changes of life and making peace with that, knowing that everything has its season and everything has its purpose, and really, you know, showing the mindful side, I think, of my songwriting.
Wake up in the morning, a new day is dawning. Been knocked on my feet before, but never like this. Maybe love wasn't meant for me. Maybe I missed my mark. A dart lost in the dark, but I was told, know where your peace is, and it will all be fine. Lessons learned with time, they said, you'll get butterflies again. You'll feel the sunrise again. You'll find the twinkle in your eyes again.
Nick, someone who goes to one of your shows is going to be impressed by the energy, but detail is also important to you.
Yes, it's my first offering off of an upcoming EP. It's a song called Petty, and I think that I'm really excited about it. I didn't think I was going to release that one first, but kind of the reaction of my collaborators and my dancers and seeing how excited they were about the song made me excited about it too. So I think it kind of represents a little bit of a new direction, represents some versatility, and I think it's a current sound. It represents who I am as a soul artist, as an R&B artist, but it kind of is tuning to the frequency, I think, of some of the youth as well too, and just playing to my age, you know. I'm about to turn 23, so got to be young a little bit too.
What's it about?
Petty is a story about being done wrong and kind of choosing to fight fire with fire and realizing that that still leaves you burned. That's kind of the synopsis of it.
There's an old expression, in a war, nobody wins, everybody loses.
That's right. And that's really, yeah, what Petty is about. It's about doing those petty actions, but then in turn realizing the next morning, like, oh my gosh, that was not worth it. Like, I still played your game and you don't care. Like, I tried to hurt you and it doesn't even matter to you, you know? So it's really better to just hold your head high, take the high road and go.
I've been on my grown tip, you've been on some acting like it wasn't me who held you down, you stupid. You was going through it, I was acting foolish, thinking I could change a player's game, yeah, I was close. Changing all that for the night, I'ma go out for the night, find another level, do me right, won't come back till I see say, say. I'ma turn off my phone, but I won't be alone. I can be petty too, I can be petty too, pettier than you.
Nick Jordan, a lot of accomplishment and really early in his career. Web address is njordanmusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.